Coaches back to back, fiercelines.com.au, and a marvellous start by the Fremantle Dockers. Let's go into their camp right now. G'day, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad.
Hi, mate.
You must be delighted. I mean, obviously, coming into the season, you'd had aspirations, but to be 4-0, you'd be pretty pleased, I'm sure.
Oh, look, it's pleasing, but and we're doing a lot right, and we're competing really fiercely, but you know, we've identified some areas we want to get better at, and we've had, you know, quarter laps, like the third quarter on the weekend, and was it the last quarter against the Eagles? I can't remember.
Yep.
But, yeah, so, yeah, we're working on a bit more consistency, and but we've improved our ball movement and speed of ball movement, so, yeah. But there's a few things we've got to work on still.
Ross, I think the pleasing part, though, is the Port Adelaide game. You started a bit slow. You got on top of them later in the first quarter. But the next three games, you've really started well.
Yeah, we have. We haven't spoken about it. It's not something we talk about, even though everyone wants to start well because it does help.
Mm.
But it's player attitude. I mean, we're dog hungry and we're fit. And I know there's pressure on for spots. So all those things add up to build the pressure and effort, and we need to keep it going.
Well, I think the other element to it, though, Ross, is that, you know, the 20 minutes of the third quarter when you were seriously challenged by the Cats down at Geelong, you found a way and you scored quickly. You did against the Eagles, and you did again in the first half on the weekend. So is that something you've worked on across the summer to try not only score, but score quickly?
Yeah, we've put a lot of time into it. I mean, our defence, we know how to kick it up pretty quickly if it gets sloppy, which it has at times, but we've improved our, we've obviously got our key forward playing deeper at times, so like Matthew, so he's at home a bit more, so, and we've worked on flowing a bit better, so all those things add up. But what I like, both in the Port game and on the weekend, was we had a lot more entries than the opposition. And that's why when I was asked, they tried to put it into two different halves. But the last quarter, we had 14 entries to 8 and just slaughtered some opportunities, and they got a couple of easy ones. But general play and taking back control of the game and not trying to save it, we're really proactive with 14 entries. So, I mean, they give you 56 for the day, so it's all pretty healthy. So we're not trying to hang on, and we're running it out, so it's positive.
And the other thing is your efficiency's improved, hasn't it, inside 50? So even though you may have had less shots, you're making sure that where you're taking those shots from, you're more chance of scoring.
Yeah, you're always trying to be corridor. I mean, if you can get it deeper, but sometimes they protect those areas. So, yeah, look, the third quarter was terrible, obviously. Only 4 entries, which reduced our game total, but well, we made some improvements, but we've got a long way to go. It's only really early, and there's no breathing out here. We are hungry, and we know, you know, AFL throws up lots of stories. You just got to look around the weekend, and all the predictions get thrown out the window, so we're not going to fall for that one.
Sacrificial acts, mate. These are something that, you know, individuals pride themselves on and coaches love. And I thought that Mzungu, when he came into the game, there was a couple of moments, mate, when the ball was 50-50 and it was up for grabs and he needed to spoil the contest. He killed a couple that were integral to you winning that game.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the game of inches. And, you know, he had the legs to close some spaces that some of our, because spot in the box, we looked a little bit tired in defence. So we moved him from a wing to half back because we just thought he'd be able to close some spaces that open up and get there, and it turned out to be that way. So, look, he's desperate to be a part of the team, and he didn't get a huge opportunity, but he did contribute well when he came on.
I think it's just the even spread of contributors too, Ross, isn't it? I mean, Lachie Neal the week before, he was Ross Glendinning medalist, not so good on the weekend for him personally, but
yeah.
Someone else is always stepping up into the breach, and that's exactly what you need.
Well, you're right. I mean, you've played in good teams, both of you, so you need to share the load, and you can't rely on one or two, and at the minute we're spreading the load reasonably, even though it could be a little bit better. But yeah, there's some things going right, but we just got to make sure that we keep improving because we know we're near the level we need to be to go to where we want to be.
What about Ballantyne? Does he come straight back this week? I know you like him.
Yeah, I love Ballas. So, well, that's a discussion to be had at match committee. I can't really speak without the match committee's approval, so they're all having their
you're the coach
high tea in at the high at this afternoon and their day off. So I'll have to wait till we get together.
So you can't.
Or you're going to tell them first. You're going to tell them first before you tell us. Hayden's playing.
No.
Resume. What about Pav and some of the other blokes that, you know, cop knocks and things? Are they going to be okay to go to Melbourne this week?
Yeah, we're clear, really. Pav's fine. He was fine. He copped one on the nose by accident.
Is it bigger?
Yeah, which happens a little bit. It used to happen to me too, really. So, hey, look, we're really clean bill of health, you know. So, I think we only had two corkies come in and the match review panel's all clear. So, we just want to train well and get through the week. And obviously, Hayden comes available and our Peel boys were really strong again. Some good performances down there by Crozier and Sheridan and those sort of guys. So, yeah, there's some. We're in a reasonable position. But I watched Melbourne Friday night and, you know, they were really quite fierce. And they'll have the tails up. So, good teams win in the state, and that's what we're aiming to do.
It was a couple of their younger blokes that really stood out for me, Ross. I thought Vandenberg and Jesse Hogan shows his quality, didn't he? He was really strong in the air on a difficult night.
Yeah, he played well against us in the NAB Cup. Good West Australian lad. And I thought, is it Salem? Down at halfback was, I thought he was pretty special too. So, and their senior players are really digging in for them, like Vince and Jones. And I thought Jamar's rucking really well. And Howe, can't he take a mark? Howe. So, and Cross did a role. Dunn, Garland, they've got a bit more than people think.
Ross.
Heredia's going quite well. So, yeah, it's an interesting challenge. Dawes and Hogan and Garland, those guys.
With your matchups, is that what you look at? I'm not being overcritical. I think he's been a wonderful player, but Michael Johnson tends to get led to the ball. So would he be the ideal matchup for Hogan, or would he be the ideal matchup for someone like a Dawes where he can sort of, you know, back himself in?
Well, he's been playing on the tools. Like, he played on Tippett most of the weekend. So I think Tippett got one on him, did he, or two? Look, there's times, though.
I'm not being critical. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying that he does get led to the ball at times. So
who doesn't when they're walking it out?
Yeah, true. But I just think if he's going to get
been really tight, you know, he's played on Hawkins, Lysette and Natanui. So he's been playing on the talls. But when they go off, he's happy to play on the smalls. So sometimes those nippy little blokes like Kieran Jack can lead up. But if they're getting it on centre wing and they turn around and there's Michael standing in the way, we don't worry about it too much.
So you'll finalise your squad later in the week. And as you say, you must be pretty impressed with the way they've added another layer to their game this year, Melbourne, haven't they? I think Ruzzi took them backwards a little bit last year to teach them the defensive side of the game. But now they've got that other layer of where they're able to score now.
Well, I was talking to someone about Paul and his coaching, and he certainly instills strongly the fundamentals of the game, which is competition and two-way run. So they stand you in pretty good stead. And they're using the ball really quite well. So... teams reflect their leaders, so on their on-field leaders and their coaches. So he's got them competing and working hard, and that's what he stands for.
Ross, we thank you for your time. We really appreciate it, mate. Good luck on the weekend. We'll talk to you next Monday.
No worries. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl.
Ross Lyon there from the Fremantle Dockers. Well, over to the listeners now. 9221 882. Adam Simpson not too far away with Brad and Carl tonight for the Nude Nut at yeslyons.com.au.